I have had this idea for a long time, and your bill is the perfect bill, and my amendment will make your bill better. And I will be accomplishing two goals at the same time. Now, according to your bill, you're allowing, if a quorum is present physically at the meeting, then others who can't be present can participate and take in the roll call through video conferencing, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, some of the times in my district, we have governmental bodies, little, you know, boards, ambulance, school board, and sometimes it's hard to get a quorum present. And so the next line in your bill, it says, when necessary to take votes by a roll call in a meeting of the public governmental body, due to an emergency of the public body with a quorum of the members of the public body physically present, I want to make it a little bit easier for them to meet and act. So I'm creating a new word called a quorange. And it is one less than a quorum. But I also at the same time say that at least one person has to be present by video conferencing in order to use a quorange. Now, by doing this, I solve two problems. The first one is these little poor governmental bodies that in a case of an emergency, it's hard to get the quorum present, so they have just a little bit more freedom and they can have a quorange present. And the second problem that I'm solving is for the poets of the world. Because as everybody knows, there's no word that rhymes with orange.
There is not a word. And you know, Senator, you have an ability to write like Dr. Seuss. And, you know, Dr. Seuss is one of my favorite writers for all of the children's books that I read. But, you know, one of my favorite books is Hooray for Different Doofer Day and Fox and Socks. That's another favorite that I like to read. And so I'm just kind of interested in seeing if you have any Dr. Seussian
language. Well, I might.
Language.
I might have something, but I would like to offer this amendment, and in offering this amendment, it will be printed in the Journal of the Senate. And by using the word quorange, it will become part of the lexicon of the dictionary and the language of the English language. So, Mr. President?
Senator from Buchanan.
I have the quorange amendment to send forward.
Send your quorange amendment forward.
Has it been distributed? It has been distributed. I ask for a waiver of the reading, and I move for its adoption.
Hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. You've moved for the adoption. Do you care to explain the amendment?
I would like to speak on my amendment in verse.
Proceed.
Late at night, in flickering light, a poet sat composing. Shadows dancing and entrancing, flustered thoughts imposing. After lines of sublime rhymes, his work was near to ending, but his trouble doubled double, and his heart was rending. Work was dropped, the poem stopped, his hopes were torn and tattered. A simple word, like rock or bird, that rhymed was all that mattered. As he cried, his poem died, the effort lay unfinished. 'Twas no rhyme in space or time that left it undiminished. The word that fit, the one he writ, that made the poem perfect, stood alone. No rhyme was known. The absence left a defect. To end sublime, just one more line. The end must rhyme with orange. But sad to say, there was no way to make a rhyme with orange. And to this day, the poets say that poets suffer sadly when orange works, but sadness lurks in lines, thus ending badly. And so I say that now, today, their orange pain is ending, because this bill's amendment will a cure to them be sending. For now, a word, a glorious word, to make a rhyme with orange, a quorum less one. The job is done. The rhyming word is corange. And so, my friends, this story ends. Our poets have contentment. I hope you'll vote for the word I wrote and support this fine amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 14th, for what reason do you rise?
I would like to inquire of the senator from, Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield?
I do.
Thank you so much. We did talk about your Corange amendment, and I understand in good faith that you want this to be printed in the journal, and that was your objective, and I appreciate that. I do think, however, because this is not a word in any dictionary that I know outside of Dr. Seuss, which I will be looking up tonight, I wanted to just say that I will be voting against it. I encourage the body to vote against it. But what I do also encourage the body to do is to be as reflective and creative as the senator from Corange, and I think, or Buchanan. And I think this is really creative. And when I go to Kratz Elementary School this weekend, on Friday, I am going to talk to my students about how firmly our Senate supports writing creatively. And, you know, I tell my students that the original rapper was Dr. Seuss. And we definitely have Dr. Seussian senators that are in here. And I like to say that, you know, I'm on the same planet that you are on right now, because I feel that this is some very creative work, and we should all be doing this, but I think what we would be doing is kind of going against a few laws that are in place, some sunshine laws.
But you do see, don't you, Senator,
how... I see orange.
But don't you see how the governmental bodies, in the case of an emergency only, in an emergency, instead of having to have a quorum, if they could have a quorum less one, and at least one person by video conferencing, that would help them to act in the case of an emergency, and it would only minimally change the law, which I believe makes your bill better. And so, if I could get this word into the statutes of Missouri, then it's really a word. And plus, at the same time, I would be helping all those governmental bodies across the state. So will you support my amendment?
Senator, I would love to support your amendment in a different venue, but I won't be supporting it. I'm really, really serious about this, but I'm going to be talking about the Corange for a while now. I mean,
well, at least you're a good sport.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the motion from the senator from Buchanan? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The Senator from Buchanan renews his motion that we adopt Senate Amendment Number 1. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. You have defeated the infamous Corange Amendment.